Hello, everyone. My name is Isabel Sincera, and today I'm interviewing Taya Bordick to document her firsthand experience with the coronavirus pandemic. Taya, do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 archive project?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Can you also state today's date and time for me?
Today is Sunday, September 19th, 2020, at 1:38 p.m.
Great, thanks. Can you begin by telling me a bit about your background?
Hi, I'm Taya. I am from Montclair, New Jersey, and currently I'm a freshman at Northeastern University.
Do you think that you could describe to me a typical day for you as a student before the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I feel like all of us kind of had a similar day-to-day schedule. You know, I'd wake up, attend in-person classes. After school, I'd attend extracurricular activities in person, of course, sports, clubs, and of course, I loved hanging out with my friends outside of school.
Yeah, I can agree. Could you tell me a bit more about where you were when you first heard about the coronavirus and what your initial reaction was?
Yeah, well, I heard about the coronavirus, I'd say early January, and we talked and touched base upon it in my history class, but I never really thought anything serious of it until it hit the United States.
Yeah, I can agree. What was your reaction to New Jersey's mandatory quarantine? Is that like when you really started becoming nervous about the coronavirus or?
Yeah, well, when they first canceled school for, I think it was 14 days, I definitely kind of realized that this is something serious and we should definitely be taking it seriously. But once the quarantine kept getting pushed back more and more weeks, that's when I really, really understood the concept of this virus.
Yeah, I can imagine this also impacted your life as a student. Do you think that you could tell me more about that and what your daily life looked like in the middle of this quarantine?
Yeah, well, it definitely changed my life a lot. All my classes became online, like many, but it was kind of a weird adjustment. You know, you go to school for how many years and you go and interact with people. So it was definitely a big change in my life, and all of my activities, friends, I couldn't see for 3 or so months. So yeah, it was a big, big adjustment to my life.
Yeah, I can imagine. And it must have been stressful for you too, especially with so much change in such a short amount of time. Are a lot of your classes still online or?
Out of my 5 classes, 2 of my classes are completely online, but my other classes, I have some in person, which is nice because, you know, I haven't been in school or have in-person classes since early March. So it's really nice having that interaction with my other peers and my professors.
Yeah, I can totally agree. Do you think that we will still use these technologies that, you use for your in-person or your online classes as a main source of communication in the future? Or do you think that we'll go completely back to normal and still have mostly in-person work and school interactions?
Well, to be honest, I feel like we'll never completely go back to only in-person classes just because we have such an easy way to go to class online. You know, with all these technological advancements, I can't imagine us having to be forced to go back to school in person, especially, you know, getting sick these days is so risky and it's so easy for students to access this online. And especially in Boston, you know, with snow days, I feel like it will be a lot easier to get the most days in the year if our classes remained online, with of course some classes in person. But I think in the future, as school goes on, I think that this advancement with the option to stay online is gonna have a big toll in how students go to school now these days.
Yeah, and I've also heard a lot of discussion from businesses basically considering going completely online just because of how productive people are, especially during this
really
pandemic.
You really get the most out of your time, too, when it is online.
Yeah. Finally, do you think that you could tell me more about how you feel about our global response to the pandemic and if you wish things were done differently.
Yeah, well, of course I wish things would be done differently. You know, going through it firsthand as a senior in high school, getting so much taken away from me, I really wish, globally and nationally, that we take a look at this virus when it first came in and not blame things on how people didn't believe in it or didn't believe in masks. I feel like a universal mask mandate should have been put in early March, and I really think that would have reduced the cases, and we would have came out of this a lot stronger and a lot earlier than we are right now.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on that, especially reflecting on other countries that were able to come back and now have completely almost seemingly normal life, and reflecting on how they reacted to that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Taya, for your time and thoughts on this pandemic.
Of course. Thank you so much.